Dominican until later in life, my mom used to say, you don't have to claim him. You ain't gotta claim your daddy. He ain't shit. He has not been around. And the reason he wasn't around was because he kept getting deported. He got deported 3 times and he came back 4. You want to know how he got here? Delta. The last time he came on frequent flyer miles. So you can build that wall if you want to. You might keep a couple of Mexicans out, but the Dominicans are going to fly right over that bitch. Right? You want to keep the Dominicans out? You better build a motherfucking dome. I got kidnapped 2 times. I was hot in them streets. Both times by family members. All the time, my whole life, I was waiting on a white lady to come steal me, right? A white lady with a house, a pool, some cherry pie, and a daddy in the house, right? And I just kept getting snatched up by motherfuckers with my last name. I was like, fuck. The first time it was my mom. My mom kidnapped me from my father. I was living in the Dominican Republic with my dad, and my mom stole me. She brought me to America, like basic parental kidnap shit. You know what I mean? She stole me. She was like, that motherfucker cheated on me. He will never see you again. You hear me? And that's how it went down. That bitch was serious. The second time I got kidnapped, though, I got kidnapped by my grandmother and my gay uncle. Imagine that, right? Said they did a whole stakeout. My grandmother flew to New York because my mother was dating a killer, right? Yes. She was dating a murderer, killer, not like white girl killer, like an actual murderer killer, you know, like a real killer. So. True. So my grandmother was like, I'm going to get her. So my grandmother did a stakeout. She put a knife to the babysitter's throat, another old lady. And she cut all my hair off. I looked like Lou Diamond Phillips. She did. I was like the first transgender bitch on the planet, you know? And they flew me back to Florida. And I stayed there with my grandmother. And this is the thing. When you get separated from your mother, no matter how fucked up she is, you still want your mother, right? Like, I really wanted my mom. My grandmother had me living a better life. I was going to school regularly. I was eating meals every day. I was clean. But I wanted to go back on the road, on the run with my mom and the killer. I was like, I want to be in the motel rooms looking out the window for the SWAT team. This bitch is trying to give me stability. And I was like, I don't want that shit. And finally, my mom came home because somebody dropped a dime on the killer. I think it was my grandmother. I was happy I was with my whole family again, but I never trusted my grandmother again. I would never go anywhere with this bitch. This bitch would be like, hey, you want to go to McDonald's? I'll be like, hell no, bitch, no. I will end up at McDonald's in Milwaukee fucking around with you. No! I love my grandmother. She's no longer with me, but I love her, not with a D at the end. Love her, do you hear me? I was my grandmother's translator my whole life. There's a downside, like when you're the translator and you are a kid, you learn shit you don't need to know. I'm at the grocery store with my grandmother and this white lady was like, is this banana ripe? And I tell my grandmother, ¿Quieres saber si el guineo está maduro? And my grandmother was like, dile que se lo meta por el culo. Y me diga a mí si está maduro. Which means tell her to shove it up her ass. My grandmother said, shove it up your ass, and you tell her if the banana is ripe. Bitch. My grandma didn't know what that meant, so I slid that in there. At the bank. Tell your grandmother her account is overdrawn because your grandfather's been writing bad checks. I was like, abuela, dice ella que la cuenta no tiene dinero porque abuelo está escribiendo cheques que no tienen fondo. My grandmother was like, ese hijo de la gran puta, yo lo voy a matar. Which means I'm gonna kill that son of a bitch, right? But the thing about it is that when Puerto Ricans say son of a bitch, they don't say son of a bitch. They say hijo de la gran puta, which means son of the greatest bitch. Like the biggest bitch ever. That bitch, that bitch. That's the bitch I'm talking about right there. At the gynecologist, I gotta tell her she has an STD. I did not know how to say syphilis in Spanish. I was like, está rota la chocha, señora. Lo siento, pero no trabaja. El médico dijo que ya no va a trabajar, abuela. I told her her pussy was broken. My bad.
Catch Ada Rodriguez and Tiffany Haddish presents They Ready, only on Netflix.